Hi everybody, welcome to this podcast for the film Chrono Crimenes, which is showing on Sunday the 9th and Monday the 10th of March as part of the Viva Spanish and Latin American Film Festival here at Corner House. My name's Andy Willis and I work at the University of Salford, and I'm going to provide a very brief introduction to the film and maybe offer some thoughts and ideas regarding it. It's quite a rare bird, I think. It's a Spanish science fiction film. I for one, can't recall having seen too many of those over the years at the Viva Festival. However, it's not one that's overloaded with SFX. It's rather a small, thoughtful work that connects time travel and cinematic storytelling. And I was left wondering if the filmmakers were more interested in science fiction or narrative by the end. Either way, it was an enjoyable film, and one that most audiences were warm to. The film was directed by first-time feature director Nacho Vigalondo, and he's perhaps best known for his short film 7:35 in the Morning, which he made in 2003. He's worked as an actor in short films, commercials and in the theatre, and he's also worked as a writer on the Spanish version of Big Brother. The story of Chrono Crimenes is small yet complex. It's simple and yet there are big ideas within it, and it's quite a serious film, and I for one found it quite refreshing that what we were being offered was a science fiction film that we should be taking seriously. And I think the fact that the main character is slightly older, he's middle-aged, and also the casting of Cara Elejalde in that role is quite significant, as he's a reasonably well-known actor, but he seems to have visibly aged from the last few times, certainly that I'd seen him on the screen, when he appears in this film. That's not to say, though, that there aren't any laughs. I think the film is funny, but it's not poking fun at the ideas or poking fun at the genre. It's taking the genre seriously, and within that there is some humour, which for me balances out very, very nicely. The film's also very interested, I think, in narrative and narrative structure. And its science fiction themes, I think, allow for a very, very engaging and interesting exploration of the cause and effect in film narratives. And we see the film from the central character's Hector, his perspective, but we're continually asking what that perspective is. And here's one of those moments where I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil the film, but Hector's perspective changes throughout the film, and that's one of the things that makes it most interesting, I think. The other thing about the film that I found particularly engaging was the way in which it evoked the 1970s. So whilst there may not be a tradition in Spain of science fiction, there is throughout the rest of Europe in the commercial film sector quite a long tradition going back to the 1950s of science fiction work. And in particular, this film seemed to want to evoke the look and the feel of 1970s European horror and science fiction film. So it didn't surprise me when I read an interview with the director that he mentioned the famous Italian filmmaker Mario Bava. Bava, whose films are most associated with a very visual style and great cinematography. Bava himself had been a cinematographer. So this seems to me, in the case of Chrono Crimenes, that there seems to be a conscious attempt to give that 1970s vibe. So to begin with, the setting of the film is in an isolated house in the woods. There's jump cuts early on. The filmmaker uses jump cuts, I think, again to evoke the 1970s. And the music that we get from the beginning seems very consciously to allude to the synthesizer style that would be found in many of the 1970s European genre films, particularly horror or science fiction. And then if that wasn't enough, the film also makes extensive use of Blondie's 1978 track Picture This, again placing us back in the past at the same time that we're embracing the futuristic science fiction story that's unfolding in front of us. This 1970s feeling is also, I think, present in the costume. So early on, we see Hector, the central character, sitting outside his house, and he's wearing a beige sweater and grey slacks. And I think the colours of the costume are complemented by the somewhat muted and washed out look of the cinematography in many of those early scenes. Again, for me, this seemed to evoke the lower budget 1970s style of much of the European horror and science fiction filmmaking traditions. Even some of the props seem in a strange way to evoke a nostalgic sense of the futuristic. So, for example, again, we see a buggy in the film which is used as transport, but the buggy which they've chosen to use seems to me, anyway, to be one of those that you would have seen in a 1970s film as they imagined what the future would be, almost as if those 1970s predictions had become come true and this boogie was actually now in the 21st century. There's also, I think, references to, most obviously, I think, Antonioni's blow-up. The central character, Hector, early on in the film, quite significantly uses binoculars to see or half see or perhaps see something going on in the woods around his house. And I think that ability to draw on cinema's past, particularly European cinema's past, both art cinema and commercial cinema, is one of the strongest things about Chrono Crimines, and one of the things I think that the directors and the other filmmakers should be most praised for. So what we've got here then, for me, is a small-scale, simple film. When I say simple, it's not simplistic, yet at the same time, it's very complex. So catch it at this year's Viva before the American remake is put into production. Yes, Chrono Crimines, or Time Crimes, is another Spanish-made genre film which is about to be remade by an American production company alongside other films from this year's Viva, Wreck and The Orphanage. So in the next 18 months or so, we can expect to see quite a lot of American versions of Spanish films. So let's see the Spanish versions now and judge those American versions when they're released in a few years' time.